Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. This episode features four short pieces with different themes, different ideas, and they're from different writers in different places. But they all manage to convey a lot of meaning, emotion, and story within their short amount of time. This first one involves the tragedy and struggle that comes with the loss of a place to call home. It's called Mother Tongue, and it was written by Laura Besley and appears in her forthcoming collection of 100 microfiction stories, appropriately titled 100, set to be published by Arachne Press in May 2021. Please enjoy.
Mother Tongue. Before, she loved reading when the curves, dots and dashes on the page spoke to her. Before, she read to her own children every night before bed. Before, she taught other people's children how to read. Before she fled her fatherland under a hazy night sky. Before she spent weeks, then months in a camp trying to feed her children, trying to stop them from getting sick. Before she was deposited in an alien country and sounds were hurled at her, sounds that meant nothing. Before she could no longer read the words, not to herself, nor to her children.
Laura Besley is a writer of short and super short fiction. You can find her on Twitter at Laura Besley. The title of this next piece does an excellent job of conveying its intention and its themes. It's called The Addict as a Dog Walker. It was written by Josh Corson and published by The Offing on June 11th, 2019. Please enjoy.
The Addict as a Dog Walker. And then I realize I am no longer the one leading. My hand between its teeth, fingers tumbling down its gullet. I am being eaten, leash and all.
Josh Corson is a poet and educator, usually playing guitar or PlayStation instead of writing. You can find him on Twitter at @itsidewalksam, on Instagram at josh_corson_, or on his website at joshcorsonmakes.com. This next one, set in an olive grove, is written from the perspective of a victim of war. It's called Cleric's Laugh. It was written by Ankita Sharma and published by Bragg Magazine in Manchester, UK in October 2020. Please enjoy.
Like drunken bulls, you come barging into my fences, kick my belly as I doze under emerald-laden groves. Your guns and missiles strip me of my virgin olives. You poison every root too, before you trample ahead. Shovels, tractors, all melt into bullets for your guns. In place of new seeds, you bury landmines in fields. While my teary, horror-filled eyes stare wide at you. You wave an olive branch and laugh at my rubble. That condescending, obnoxious, sanctioned laugh. That cleric's laugh.
I Ankita Sharma is a writer and artist based in India and has authored 4 titles. You can find her on Instagram at AnkitaS26 or on Twitter at AnkitaSharma_26. Our final piece encompasses the entire universe in just a few short lines. It's called Universe in a Box. It was written by Neil Clark and published by Splunk in June 2020. Please enjoy.
Universe in a Box. My children found my old universe in a box. When I was their age, they were all the rage. You'd reach inside and stars would coat your fingers like glitter. You'd rinse your hands and galaxies would be washed down the sink. At night, I'd find stellar remnants on my pillows. The screams of displaced civilizations pierced my dreams like cosmic rays. I told my children not to touch. It's precious, I said. After they went to bed, I dipped my pinky in, held it to my ear, allowed the crackle of destruction to make me feel young.
Neil Clark writes tiny stories from his tiny flat in Edinburgh, Scotland, and has released a book of them called Time Wow, which is out now on Back Patio Press. You can find him on Twitter at Neil R. Clark or on his website at neilclarkwrites.wordpress.com. Micro is produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Original music is by Matt Ordez. You can find all of the information about this episode's writers, their featured work, and the publications where they were published in the show notes. If you enjoyed the show, check out some of our other episodes on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can also always find our shows at micropodcast.org, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.